a prayer for our children. In Him, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a King, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made them accepted in the Beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with Him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of His glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from His sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in His love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of His Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that He shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of His power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in Him and born of Him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. To our Father in heaven and all of His family, to our children and their house, to all our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, all those who were once far off, who have been made near by the blood of Christ, all those that are sanctified by faith and have elected for the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and for the sprinkling of the blood of Christ Jesus, our children and their people are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that our children and their family may proclaim the praises of Him who called them out of darkness into His marvelous light, chosen by God and precious, a special treasure to God. In Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children and their family. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to our children and their house. We pray that our beloved children and their people may prosper in all things and be in health, just as their soul prospers. But now, in Christ Jesus, our children, who once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We wait patiently for the Lord, and He inclines to us and hears our cry. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given our children an understanding that they may know Him who is true, and they are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless our children and their house and keep them. The Lord make His face shine upon our children and their people and be gracious to them. The Lord lift His countenance upon them and give them and their family peace. The Lord put His name on our children and their children and bless them and their house. Glory to God the Father. We come to the Father by Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose. For worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will come to Jesus Christ, the bread of life, and believe in Him and never hunger and never thirst. Let our children and their family believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, knowing that they shall never die. Though they may die, they shall live. As the Word says, they shall not abide in darkness, but abide in Christ and have peace and be of good cheer. For through Him, believing in Him, our children will receive remission of sins. May God perhaps grant our children and their people revelation, repentance, so that they may know the truth, open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that our children may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that He, Jesus Christ, was manifested to take away their sins, and in Him there is no sin. Having this hope in Him, let our children and their people purify themselves just as He is pure. For he who abides in Him ought themselves also to walk just as He walked. Now thanks be to God who always leads our children in triumph in Christ, and through them diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Whoever abides in Him, Jesus Christ, does not sin, but keeps His commandments. In Christ we pray that our children and their family love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their strength, with all their might, and with all their body. We beseech our children, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that they present their bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is their reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind, that our children may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For the temple of God is holy, which temple they are. Or do they not know that their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in them, whom they have from God, and they are not their own? For they were bought at a price. Therefore, let them glorify God in their body and in their spirit, which are God's. Let our children and their family love their neighbor as themselves, and love one another as Christ has loved them, walking in love as Christ also has loved them and given Himself for them, an offering and a sacrifice to God, as a sweet-smelling aroma. By this, all will know that our children and their people are His disciples, His friends, that He has come to them, that our children are the temple of the living God, and He dwells in them, that Christ dwells in their heart, and that He has chosen our children, and appointed them that they should go and bear fruit, and that their fruit should remain. In Christ, we implore our children and their people to keep His commandments, keep His word, abide in His love, and receive the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and both Jesus Christ and His Father will come and make their home with Him. Let His commandment of love be true in Him and in our children, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. By this they shall know that our children abide in Him, and He in them, because He has given them of His Spirit. Let our children and their family confess that Jesus is the Son of God, for it is written, "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in them, and they in God." In Christ we also pray that our children and their family confess Jesus Christ before men, so that He will also confess our children before His Father, who is in heaven. And now may our children and their house abide in Him, that when He appears they may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Let our children and their house abide in the light, and there shall be no cause for stumbling in them and their people. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to our children, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Blessed are You, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom also they have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We ask our Heavenly Father to grant our children and their people ears to hear the unsearchable riches of Christ and to see what is the fellowship of the mystery of Christ, so that our children and their family may receive Christ Jesus the Lord into their heart. According to the eternal purpose, it has been granted to our children on behalf of Christ to believe in Him, Jesus Christ, in whom they have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him to God Almighty. May our children and their family trust in Jesus Christ, hear and believe the word of truth, the gospel of their salvation, believing and being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is a guarantee of their inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession themselves to the praise of His glory. Christ, we pray that our children and all of their family will count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, for whom our children will gladly suffer all the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that our children may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having their own righteousness, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that our children and their people may truly know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death and attaining the resurrection from the dead, becoming a new creation in Christ. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and our children are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. In Him we pray our children will be circumcised by the circumcision of Christ, by putting off the body of sin of the flesh, being buried with Him in baptism, which they also are raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. Having been crucified with Christ, it is no longer our children who live, but Christ lives in them. And the life which they now live in the flesh, Christ, we pray, our children live by faith in the Son of God, who loved them and gave Himself for them. As our children have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, let our children and their people walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving. The Lord is their strength and song, and He has become their salvation. Let the voice of rejoicing and salvation be in their house. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, for it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed our children and their house with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose them in Him before the foundation of the world, that they and their people should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made our children accepted in the Beloved. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through them and their house. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for them, that our children might become the righteousness of God in him. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For our children and their people also are weak in him, but they shall live with him by the power of God toward them. In him, Jesus Christ, who was delivered up because of their offenses and was raised because of their justification, our children and their house have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace which he made to abound toward our children and their house in all wisdom and prudence, so that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times might gather together in one our children and their people with all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him, in whom also our children and their people have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that they who trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. For in him, Jesus Christ, let our children and their family live and move and have their being, for our children and their people are also his offspring. We will put our trust in him, knowing that our children and their family are the children whom God has given to Jesus Christ. They are his inheritance. They are redeemed by his blood. Our children are not their own, but have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Christ. Let our children and our people be among those who come out of all their tribulations and who wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. May our children and their house be among those who are raptured and join Jesus Christ on the clouds at the second coming. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd our children and their house, and lead them and their people to living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, in Christ we pray that today our children will know that Jesus Christ is in his Father, God Almighty, and they are in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is in them, knowing that our children abide in Jesus Christ, and him in them, being a fruit-bearing branch, abiding in the vine of life and bearing much fruit, being made perfect in one, and the world will know that God loves our children, just as he loves Jesus Christ his Son. Being assured that the anointing which they have received from him abides in our children in their house, and they do not need that anyone teach them, but as the same anointing teaches them, concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught our children, they will abide in him. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has given to our children, in the name of Jesus Christ, he will teach them all things and bring to their remembrance all things. For their sake, Jesus Christ sanctified himself, that our children also may be sanctified by the truth. The promise of the new covenant is that our mighty God will put his laws in their mind and write them on their heart, and he will be their God, and our children and their house shall be his people. None of them shall teach their neighbor, and none their brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know him, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For he will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their lawless deeds he will remember no more. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will believe in Jesus Christ through the word, be sanctified by faith in Christ, that they all may be one as God is in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ in God, that they also may be one in them. Let our children and their family abide in Jesus Christ, and his words abide in them, so that they will ask what they desire, and it shall be done for them. May our children and their family glorify God for the obedience of their confession to the gospel of Christ, glorifying God in their body and in their spirit, which are God's. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. It is written, Most assuredly I say to you, they who believe in me, the works that I do, they will do also, and greater works than these they will do, because I go to my Father, says Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, true and righteous are his judgments. In Christ we pray that our children are a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, an ambassador of Christ, a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in him and born of him and one with him. In Christ we pray our children are a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, a vessel of honor, a vessel of ministry, a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known through our children the riches of his glory, abiding in God and abiding in his love, and his love being perfected in our children. They shall believe and abide in Jesus Christ, and out of their heart will flow rivers of living water. Therefore, we also pray always for our children, that our God would count them worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in our children and they in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. To our children and their people, let it be granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. May our children and their house be blessed. May they and their family be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let our children and their house be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and they and their house have made themselves ready. Since they are in Christ, by the grace of God our children have been justified completely, forgiven and made righteousness, having died to sin, no longer being a slave to sin, but walking in the newness of life, having been set free from condemnation, receiving the Spirit who is from God, that our children might know the things that have been freely given to them by God. Now he who establishes them in Christ and has anointed them as God, who also has sealed our children and given them the Spirit in their hearts as a deposit. Even when they were dead in trespasses, he made our children alive together with Christ, and raised them up together, and made them sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, delivering them from the power of darkness, and translating them into the kingdom of the Son of his love, having saved them and called them with a holy calling, not according to their works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began. Not by works of righteousness which they have done, but according to his mercy he saved our children, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on our children in their house, abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, they should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. As his divine power is given to our children and their people, all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called them by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these our children and their people may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. For they do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with their weakness. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified, them and their house, are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world in all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory. We claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our advocate with the Father, and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. We will declare your name to our brethren. In the midst of the congregation, we will praise you. Let us fear the Lord and praise him. Our children and all of their descendants will glorify him and fear him, they who are the offspring of Christ. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.